your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Great, how are you? It's wonderful to be chatting to you today.
I know, yeah, nice to speak to you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I remember feeling so late back when I would fill in for a bunch of random Tuesday drives, and they used to always fall on Spaced Out days, and I used to feel so lucky because I love space news.
I know, favourite day.
I know, it's like my daily reminder that all that nerdy sci-fi shit I love might actually be real.
Oh, look, everything's sci-fi until it's not.
God, that's good. What have we got? What have you got for me? How are you going to blow my mind today, Josh?
Well, the first interesting, this is actually a very cool story, is for the very first time, astronauts in space have used an air fryer. They've made fried chicken in a space-adapted air fryer. Which is above the Chinese space station. So, yeah, a little bit of creature comforts from Earth.
And bloody ridiculous. I don't even have an air fryer, and you're telling me they're using them in space?
it sounds really basic, right? Like an air fryer. Sure, we've got them. Everyone's got them, most or less, most people.
I mean, I don't. Great. Good for them.
even the ones on the space station do.
That's why I should tell my mum.
Yeah, exactly. The thing about being in space is that, you know, the food is not amazing, because most things that we send to space for astronauts is, you know, dehydrated. It's like long shelf life food, so they don't have basically anything to cook on. So a lot of the food is kind of reheated food, essentially, but they don't have things like microwaves or ovens or, you know, air fryers in this case, because, you know, in space, your number one enemy is fire. So anything that's going to cause a risk, they just wouldn't send. But, yeah, astronauts on China's space station, they've engineered the very first, it's essentially an air fryer, but it's like a smokeless air fryer. And they released this video of the astronauts up there, like, cooking fried chicken in this air fryer.
It's
so cool. To have a, you know, a bit of...
So now you're telling me that the astronauts on the space station are eating better than me?
Well, now when you ask your mum for an air fryer, you can say, even astronauts in space have one.
Fantastic. Also, that reminds me of, we had a call early on into the show with a question for you about an alleged rumour about the space station. I don't know if it's a rumour, or maybe I'm just not up to date enough. The International Space Station closing, but it's fine because there's a China space station?
That's pretty true. I mean, there's two space stations at the moment. So there's the International Space Station, which is the really big one.
Mm.
And then China has their own, which is called Tiangong. So it's the Chinese space station. But the International Space Station, it's been up in space for, you know, 24 years or something. And they basically plan to retire that in 2030. So they've got about five-ish more years.
Gotcha.
They'll then deorbit it. And at the moment, there's now like new companies which are building smaller kind of private space stations. So, yeah, there's currently replacements in the works.
Okay, interesting. Interesting, because I feel like the International Space Station, for some reason, has been a very big part of my cultural conscience for a while. So,
and it's been up there for, like, pretty much majority of most of our lives. you know, at least anyone under 30, but, yeah.
And it all started with that Nickelodeon show, Xena, the space station princess. okay, wow, fascinating. And what else have we got?
What's our next one? Oh, we've got Mars. We've got two very exciting Mars missions, which is scheduled to launch. It was meant to be today, but it's now going to be tomorrow. But NASA's, it's their first Mars launch mission in about 5 years. So the last one they did was the latest Mars rover 5 years ago. But they're launching two spacecraft, which were actually built by Rocket Lab. So that's Rocket Lab here in New Zealand. Which
no is, way!
Yeah, so yeah, a bit of connection there.
Cool for us!
A NASA-designed mission built by Rocket Lab, and now it's been launched by Blue Origin
on a very big
rocket, which, yeah, it's quite a big rocket. It's quite exciting to see, but, quite an exciting mission. We don't often get, you know, missions to Mars because of the launch windows and, you know, it's really, really expensive. It'll be an interesting mission because it's designed to basically kind of figure out why Mars lost its atmosphere and why Mars is not as Earth-like as it used to be billions of years ago.
Why it's not as Earth-like as it used to be? So it used to be,
So we used to think billions of years ago Mars had a much thicker atmosphere, kind of had lots of water. It was more kind of Earth-like. But Mars today has a really, really thin atmosphere, so it can't really hold on to a lot of water.
It's like the future.
So we're basically, trying to figure out what happened. Why did Mars lose its atmosphere, and why did it turn, you know, so drastically different than Earth did?
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe the aliens can help us out with that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God. Well, that's okay. That's some very interesting Mars news, because I feel like the last kind of Mars, the last big Mars news was that really sad story about the little explorer dying.
Oh my God. Yeah. Every time a Mars mission ends, like, it's the saddest thing for me.
No, it is, though. Because also, it's so, there's something so human about, I think we think the concept of something roaming around just doing its little job.
Yeah, and like, they're just being left there forever. It's like covered in sand and dust and very sad.
So this is exciting because it's like, okay, I've got some new shit going on.
New mission.
Fantastic. And what else have you got for us, Josh?
So our last bit of news, just a bit about what's going on down at Stardome. So we, if anyone follows the socials, they might have seen that we've just upgraded our projectors. So that's in the planetarium. So we've got these really, they look really gorgeous, brand new projectors, brand new software. It's kind of like going from like 1080p to 4K. So it looks really great in the planetarium. It's super, super amazing.
Wow.
And with that, we've got a bunch of new shows, which we're now bringing in. So we've got our first new show is, it actually has nothing to do with space. It's about surfing.
Oh, perfect. See, you know what? That makes so much sense.
It's really,
people don't go to Stardome to learn about space.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the planetarium is kind of like the best theatre in the, you know, in the city. It's like a, you know, 360 theatre. So, you know, if you can play something on it, why not? But this documentary, it's called Big Wave. It's about surfing. It just looks incredible. I've seen it. And the other one we've got, which is starting, I think, tomorrow, maybe Thursday, is a show called Orbital, which is this really beautiful, like, it's basically just about astronauts' experiences going to space. They talk about it, and it's overlaid on these, like, incredibly, like, very moving visuals. It's really, really incredible, especially with the projectors. Yeah, I personally was like, oh, God, I'm getting emotional watching this, but super, super cool shows.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that sounds, that sounds very cool. Thank you for the...
What's going on?
Thank you for the what's going on. Also, thank you, Josh. Every time that I have gotten to speak to you, it has been a treat, but also every time I've gotten to hear you on air has been wonderful. So thank you so much for everything you've brought to be.
It's been such a pleasure, but I'm going to send you an email and I'm sure we can try and meet up when you're in London.
Yes, sir. Let's hang out. You can talk my ear off about all the shit that you haven't had time to talk about on air.
I'll give you all the updates on the air.
Fantastic. Oh, thanks, Josh. Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure.
You travel safe, so.
And get on down to Stardome, because that sounds pretty damn cool.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, I won't chat to you, but you will be talked to in 2 weeks' time.
All right. Ka kite.
See ya.
See ya.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.